My name is Annemarie Kruijzen. I'm working at the Bolster Organic Seeds and I'm a sales manager.
Annemarie, thanks so much for sitting down with me in your busy schedule. Much appreciated. Can you explain in a nutshell what your company is doing?
The Bolster is an organic vegetable seed breeding company. We are based in the Netherlands and we are also a producer of organic seeds. We have a wide range of flowers, herbs and vegetables. Our customers are growers and professional distributors, both for the home garden market and for the professional markets. Mm-hmm. Organic seeds are our passion. We anticipate a world where organic crops are available to everyone, and we as a Bolster want to support the organic growers by providing the best varieties and high quality seeds to make their production successful. Mm-hmm.
Very good. So I see a growth in the produce, in organic produce in the supermarkets. Is that reflected also in a growth in the organic seed market?
Yes, the organic is growing worldwide, and also the demand on organic seeds is increasing. And it's already a challenge to meet this demand on certain crops to get enough organic seeds. So therefore, it's also a challenge at the Bolster to get this demand. So we are working very hard to expand our production facilities to make sure we can meet the current demand.
Mm-hmm. So that's one of the challenges you're facing, meeting the demand. Do you have any other challenges in your sector?
Yes, in new EU regulation, you can find that from 2035, all organic crops has to be grown by organic seeds. Mm-hmm. And that is really a big challenge for the whole sector to get the right varieties in organic seeds. Mm-hmm. So that's where we as a Bolster are really working on, but also the whole organic sector is working on this to get this done by 2035.
Mm-hmm. 2035, that's a long time.
Yeah, it looks like a long time, of course, mm-hmm. but in breeding, it takes a lot of time.
It's true.
So only 15 years. So actually the clock is ticking to achieve the goal of 2035.
Yeah, sure. So what are some of the opportunities for a company like yours to grow?
Well, within the organic sector, still a lot of seeds are used, are not organic seeds, but conventional non-treated seeds, mm-hmm. which are used for organic crops. So there for us, there's a big opportunity, but also we have an opportunity in breeding. We have our own breeding programs and there to make the best varieties for the organic industry. Mm-hmm. There's also a big opportunity. But of course, also in this whole thing, especially to produce the organic seeds, it's even more challenging than producing conventional seeds. Mm. It's also a very big challenge for us.
Mm-hmm. So why is producing organic seeds such a big challenge compared to the conventional?
The biggest challenge is that you cannot use any pesticides. Mm-hmm. So you really have to have the right varieties, which are robust and which have the right resistance packages. Mm. And therefore, it is really a different way of growing and producing. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So you mentioned you're doing breeding, obviously, and that means you need a plant breeding toolbox. Mm-hmm. Of course, when we talk about the toolbox for plant breeders, obviously the discussion quickly goes towards plant breeding innovation, mm-hmm. the new plant breeding techniques. Is this a discussion in the organic seed sector?
The organic farmers are working as close as possible to nature. Mm. And from breeding perspectives, we develop varieties where we have respect for the integrity, the complexity and the wholeness of the living organism.
Yeah.
And direct intervention on a DNA level just doesn't fit this principle. Mm-hmm. And it also doesn't fit doesn't meet the demands of organic-minded consumers. So therefore, mm-hmm. the organic sector decided not to use any gene technology. Mm-hmm. But still, the sector is very innovating. Still, mm-hmm. a lot of new varieties are coming up. Mm-hmm. And what is very important is that we have enough access to the natural gene variation, which is already there. Mm-hmm. And there now we get a limited access by the patent discussion. Mm. So yeah. The patent on plant characteristics.
Yeah.
And there we as an organic sector really see a threat.
You innovate mm-hmm. a lot, you say. Can you share some exciting innovations?
Yeah, we are working on new varieties. Mm. We are introducing new varieties every year. Mm. But for this moment, we are working very hard to reach the goal of 2035. So you can expect a lot of new varieties from us coming up and being introduced by us in the coming years.
Excellent. I look forward to it. Thank you, Anna-Marie.